Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. We're in Chapter 21, Mastering Happiness and Joy. To master any skill, you need two things, the knowledge to do it and constant practice. This is true for all skills, including happiness and joy. So here we have 9 basic principles for mastering happiness and joy. They're worded as self-conversations. This will condition your mind to think and act with patterns that will increase your happiness and joy. What are the 9 principles? Number 1, I think appreciatively and gratefully. What am I grateful for now? What am I grateful for now? Now, we're always in the now. So when you keep thinking, what am I grateful for now? That's going to guarantee that you're going to have appreciative and grateful thoughts. What am I grateful for now? So we're alive. We're breathing. I can see. Can talk. Can walk. And each person has their own individual things and unique things to be grateful for. Think back in your life. What are all the things that I'm grateful for? Everybody has hundreds and hundreds of things to be grateful for. But just thinking about it, and it's a good idea to write down a list for yourself, a gratitude journal, 5 things each day. What am I grateful for? 2, I speak and act joyfully and kindly. When we do acts of kindness, fascinating research shows that the brain produces serotonin, the positive chemicals that make you feel good. Not only when you do kindness, but if you receive kindness, your brain, the part of the pleasure part of the brain, lights up and you get a boost in serotonin and other positive hormones. Moreover, if you watch person A doing kindness for person B, the same thing happens. You're going to end up feeling better because you brain produces serotonin. Now, let's say the first part. I speak and act joyfully and kindly. I speak and act joyfully. Rabbi Moshe Chaim Litzato, in his classic work that he wrote in 1740, Mesilat Yesharim, Path of the Just, mentions 4 words. Tnua chitzayna mar pnimius. Your external behavior arouses your inner states. So when you speak and act joyfully, you automatically feel better. So even though nothing special has to happen, but just acting, speaking and acting joyfully, your tone of voice and the actions, if you move the way you move when you're joyful, you'll be joyful. So especially, I speak and act joyfully and kindly. Number 3, I assume there's a benefit. What's good about this? That the way you evaluate events is the way those events will affect you. When you see the good, we mentioned about Nochum Ish Gamzu, this great scholar, Nochum, who always said everything is for the good. His student was Rabbi Akiva, who said in Aramaic the similar principle, that everything the Almighty caused to happen for the good. There's always some good that's going to come out of everything in our life. Therefore, we have to keep looking, what's good? So, of course, we want to avoid problems. We want to solve problems, and that's one of the principles that we'll mention. But if you're already in a situation thinking, okay, how can I gain from this? What is positive about this? What might be positive? What can I learn from this? How can I gain from this eventually? 4, I strive for meaningful goals. What's my goal for now? A person that has meaningful goals lives a meaningful life. Making goals, we have a better chance of reaching it. If you don't make a goal for yourself, who knows where you're going to end up. So what's my goal for now? 5, I see myself being the way I wish to be. How do I want to be? Important principle, when you visualize in your mind the qualities you want, the traits you want, the states you want, the ways of being that you want. I see myself being the way I wish to be. As you do actions in line with the way you want to be, your mind is automatically making pictures, but just even making pictures alone, just visualizing being the way you wish to be, you're creating more that reality in your brain, and your brain is always with you. 6, I focus on solutions. What outcome am I looking for? It's easy to focus on problems. Some people get obsessed with problems. keep your main focus on solutions. Even before you find a solution, you're thinking about a potential solution. Your mind's going to be creative. You'll ask other people. You'll read about solutions. So I focus on solutions. What outcome am I looking for? 7, I let challenges develop my character. This too will develop my character. We'd all like life to be smoothly. The reality is everybody has challenges. So don't just look at challenges as adversity, it's a difficulty, it's bad, it's hard. Rather, this too will develop my character. 8, I could constantly access positive states. My awesome brain stores all my best states. Which state do I want to choose now? We're always mind-body states. Our states are a mixture of how we feel, what we're thinking. There's a big difference between being in a joyful state, being in a sad state, being in an empowered state, being in a weak state. So I advocate giving names to your favorite states. Every special moment of your life is stored in your brain, but without a name. Give it a label. Give names to your favorite states. As you give a name to favorite states, like I have in my brain, my memory collection, a state that I got many years ago in 1959 when I came to Tel's Yeshiva from Baltimore, the head of the yeshiva, Mordechai Gifter, who was one of the heads of the yeshiva then, and he knew me from before. And when I walked in the room, I was nervous, I had to get a test, a lot of the rabbis of the yeshiva were there. He said, "Good morning, Zelig. How are you today? How are you? Good morning, Zelig. How are you today?" So he, such a powerful voice, and always said, I remember his first good morning when many years ago. But once I collected positive states, the name of that state is "Good morning, Zelig. How are you today?" state. So give names to your favorite memories, favorite states. Then you can find it easier to access. 9, I smile and wave to mirrors. They always smile and wave back to me. Now people, a lot of people are going to wave and smile back to you if you wave and smile to them. But mirrors always do. And developing that habit to smile and wave to mirrors is going to give you a lift of your state. So these are the 9 principles. We'll say it concisely again now. 1, I think appreciatively and gratefully. What am I grateful for now? 2, I speak and act joyfully and kindly. 3, I assume that there's a benefit. What's good about this? 4, I strive for meaningful goals. What's my goal for now? 5, I see myself being the way I wish to be. How do I want to be? 6, I focus on solutions. What outcome am I looking for? 7, I let challenges develop my character. This too will develop my character. 8, I constantly access positive states. My awesome brain stores all my best states. Which state do I want to choose now? 9, I smile and wave to mirrors. They always smile and wave back to me, and mirrors will do the same for you.